Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, the pop culture news on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Elio?
The upcoming Pixar film that
I think it was like, didn't it get released last
2024?
We watched the trailer and they said coming 2024.
It is a Pixar movie that's had some troubled productions.
What?
Too troubled. I mean, like, it's still coming out this year.
Yeah.
They got delayed a year.
There have been more troubled productions in history.
Yeah. But Elio is a movie which released what? It was announced in 2022.
Yeah.
Then there was a teaser trailer released in 2023.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a very, like,
long time between.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, like, the trailer that came out is, like, slow. Ish.
Okay.
Like, emotional. The story of a boy who accidentally, he's calling his mom very upset.
That's
while
true.
While his mom works at NASA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, she gets a message from an alien race that says,
Bring us your leader.
Bring us your leader. And Elio is on the phone to his mom, upset and confused. And he says, okay, love you, bye.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it looked like one of those classic, like, mom cares too much about work.
Yeah.
Maybe not paying attention to child.
Too much.
Child is feeling a bit abandoned. All he wants is love and that kind of thing. And classic kind of like, well, it's a bit of a coming of age and it's a bit of an emotional thing. And hey, spend time with your kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, and before you know it, they're going to get old.
They're gonna leave you for space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, yeah, so he becomes the accidental intergalactic ambassador of Earth.
Funny premise.
Funny. He also seems like something bad has happened to him because he's missing an eye.
Yeah.
And yeah, like a pretty... Was it Such Great Heights that was playing?
I don't know.
There was some kind of emotional song.
Yeah.
Or maybe Such Great Heights was on the ad that played before it.
Maybe you were thinking about it.
Yeah.
It definitely played at some point while we were watching the teaser trailer on YouTube.
Yes. They're inexorably linked in your mind.
Anyway, then a whole bunch of stuff happened behind the scenes. The story has been reworked slightly. And then we get a second trailer. Yeah. And it looks like a fucking totally
different movie.
Lilo and Stitch,
yes.
But in space. Yeah. Like a reverse Lilo
and
Stitch.
But Lilo and Stitch is, I reckon if you go back and rewatch Lilo and Stitch's trailer, it's probably more heartfelt. Because that has like tinges of sadness too.
Okay. Yeah.
We're in this, so the same line, okay, love you, bye, is...
It's kind of just like said like, okay, love you, bye, as he gets sucked into. It's just like a goofy line.
No, he
line,
says that
it?
he tries to call, like he's speaking into a satellite this time when he says it. He's trying to get abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So instead of being like a sad, kind of confused little boy, he's like, I want to go to space.
Fucking space,
bitch. Instead of being like, a fish out of water, like, you know, over your head, like, oh God, what am I doing here? I don't. To be like, this is exactly where I wanted to be because I have called it.
Yeah. And then
I am responsible for the aliens even being here.
This
now
is exactly what I was after. And then in the first one, the first trailer, it seemed like the basic, like the conflict of the movie is like, how's he going to deal with being accidentally made the intergalactic ambassador for Earth?
And how's he going to get home? Yeah. What's
Earth
his mom going to do?
Yeah, exactly. And then it's like, oh no, the whole time they were like, we're going to do the trial of you know, whatever, Earth or whatever. And then now the new one is, I don't even know if he's still, I guess that must still be the premise.
Yeah, because it still has the...
There's still a shot inside
still
the
has
like, council.
That fucking, yeah, it's still the same scene, just different dialogue.
Yeah.
See, it seems like that there's an evil galactic overlord.
Yeah, but
now.
Who was maybe just another guy in the first trailer?
The evil galactic overlord who looks maybe similar to some. I think it's like an alien from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does a bit.
So in the first trailer, he was part of it.
Yeah.
And then there's that little quip to be like, oh, yeah, I ate my mom when I was born. It's like a species thing or a youth thing. It's like, I did a meat thing.
It was just a meat thing. Just
so, like, he just seemed to be as part of, like, the tapestry of aliens.
Yeah, it seemed
now
very friendly.
Now seems to be, like, the galactic overlord who everyone else is afraid of.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then Elio has become best friends with his son, who is a grub.
Yeah.
His name's Gordon.
I like that
aspect. That's funny.
I like being friends with a grub. That's good.
Especially one named Glawden.
Yeah, Glawden the Grub.
That's pretty good. But yeah, what a drastic shift in tone. Yeah,
now it feels like a boy and his dog kind of thing, as opposed to, you know, a sad, like,
like
a kind of poignant look at relationships.
Yeah,
like,
I think the poignant, kind of nostalgic-y, sad-ish movie. So basically what happened is between that trip... so, like, there was a couple of things on set that happened.
Yeah.
So, America Ferrera was originally attached to be the lead as Elio's mom. She left the project and was replaced with Zoe Saldana.
Okay.
But it wasn't just a straight voice swap.
Oh.
Saldana's character plays Elio's aunt instead of mom. So it's not a familial bond anymore.
Well, it is just... A different familiar.
Well, yeah, sorry.
It's a classic boy and his aunt.
It's not
movie. Yeah.
Fucking
mother and son.
Yeah.
Parental?
Parental's the right
word.
Yeah. It's parental just familial.
Yeah.
Weird. Why would they make that change?
I'm guessing because of what we see in the second trailer. So it's kind of like, okay, something tragic has happened to his family.
Yeah.
So it's not just now like a single mom and a boy or whatever. Mm. It's now like something tragic has happened. He's now being, you know, raised by his aunt.
Yeah.
And this is also like, you know, now she doesn't know what's going on. So it's less about like, you know, mom is married through her job and neglectful or whatever. We can't have that.
It's
now just being like, I have this responsibility that's been thrust on me and I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. Hence he had that, like, you know, which one are you in the book? Like,
yes,
you know, whatever.
True.
And so it's kind of like, okay, something tragic has happened. Maybe a car accident, which is now why how he lost his eye. And now because
he has two eyes in one scene in the new trailer.
Yeah, I saw that. Maybe his eye got better. Alien tech, dude.
Or the opposite.
Back to tubes.
I think he's on Earth when he's got two eyes.
Back to tubes on Earth.
Yeah.
So now it's all right, cool. Lost your parents. Now you're in a situation where your aunt is looking after you, and like it's not that she did, you know, she didn't want you. It's that like she's now had this responsibility thrust on you, so you don't feel like you belong. And so then that kind of leads into like, well, he feels like he doesn't belong anywhere.
I
wish I was in space. Maybe now he can be like, his dad was an astronaut. His dad was Buzz Lightyear, why not?
Yeah.
Nice. It's also weird, like, because clearly there'll be some attempt to make a parallel between Glawden, famous Grub Glawden.
Yes.
Because his dad is the main bad guy. And so presumably as they resolve their familial problem, Elio will solve his familial problem with his aunt.
Yeah. Well, because I think it's like, you know, it's like space was something that maybe he's now. It's like, well, space represents some kind of connection he had with his parents at some point, whatever that may be. Maybe they just did stargazing with, like, you know, the dad or mom, et cetera, right? And so there's that aspect, and, like, that's why he loves space so much.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, one of the parents was just, like, a big film, like, you know, loved alien films.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Or it's, like, maybe the dad died before the mom, whatever it was, and, like, the lie of, like, oh, maybe he was an astronaut. Like, oh, yeah, he's in space. You know, he went, whatever. So that's, like, the space connection is maybe some, like... emotional core that is going to be revealed, and you're going to be like, wow, that's really grasping for straws.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Kind of seems unnecessary.
And it's all just part of that you don't belong, because when his parents died, then he had to go to live with his aunt, and the aunt lives like near a military base or whatever it is. So now it's like he had to like go away from his family and friends, where he grew up, all that bullshit. And so it's really hammering home that he is, doesn't feel like he belongs anywhere. And so then it's like space becomes his like escapism. He's like calls out to space. Space answers, come on boy,
it's time for space adventure.
And then it's goofiness for a good most of that act, and then eventually it'll try and hit you with the emotional core at the very end to be like,
you belong
space
in
is
Earth,
actually
dude.
Representative of his parents'
dude,
death.
You belong in the Earth, black hole.
Yeah,
you don't
brother,
belong anywhere.
That little boy, dude.
But yeah, it's gonna be that, you know, oh, the reason you're doing this, and like it's gonna be like the aunt's gonna be like, I miss her too. She was your mum, but she was my sister. And then it's just going to be like that kind of emotional.
It's still such a funny, like,
I wonder if it's just going to be like his family's on holiday.
Even funnier.
Because, like,
I miss her too.
No, they can't do that.
Why not?
that just seems silly.
But well, Harry, you don't need to kill the parents.
I mean, why is the aunt looking after her?
The parents are on holiday. Or maybe they
why
work.
Why did they bring the kids?
Maybe they...
We forgot Kevin.
Well, he hated him.
I don't know. Maybe they're...
Well, I think it depends. I think they could also just go for the route of, like, Elio's a weird kid, and he feels, like, not necessarily without with the baggage, or with it so explicitly the baggage of, like, his parents died, and it was related to space somehow, or anything like that. They could just be like... He's a weird kid, and he doesn't. He feels out of place, and then in space,
he's a weird kid. He feels go live with your aunt. She's like she an army. That'll give you some discipline.
Send Elio to military school.
It could be that. It could be. Yeah. It could even just be like a classic thing that, it happens in real life.
Yeah.
Not so much in Australia, but I feel like it's more of an American thing. It's like, oh, go live with your aunt while you're going to school in this city.
Yeah.
Because that's the school you want to go to.
Maybe.
But why make that change?
Also, I think, if you look at Lilo and Stitch, same thing, right? Like, it's all to do with that's about their parents. Like,
Yeah, again,
it's like...
Well, there's a couple of things that happen behind the scenes that could have... I don't know. I don't know if this is going
to
be a lighter version.
I don't expect you to know. Okay.
But basically,
you're just one man.
I am just one man. So America Ferrera left. We covered that. But also the director left. Okay. Because the director is the director of Coco. So when Coco 2 got greenlit, he jumped onto that. And he was replaced.
Yeah.
Why?
He was replaced with a directing duo. One of them is the director of Turning Red and the short film Bow, which is...
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one has just done a short film called Borrow. I don't think I know that one.
Okay. Cool to go from, like, maybe one person's kind of vision to then two people's vision.
Well, it's technically three people's vision because the original... Adrian Molina, the director of Coco, is still credited as a director on this. He's just not the director anymore. Mm-hmm.
Well, because I wondered if, because this movie, famously, we've spoken about it before, fake, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes a movie rolls across the desk here at Baseless Speculation HQ, and we're like, this ain't a real fucking movie. And Elio's been one like that, where the trailer was like unceremoniously dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I think you're misremembering a lot of this, and you've just decided it's fake because they've made you wait too long. Because it got announced at D23, and they released the teaser there, to a huge audience.
But then there was nothing about it.
They kind of swept it under the rug for ages.
Yeah.
It did feel like it kind of went nowhere.
It got hit
with
the... And
then it just became like a, what, this again?
And then I just...
It got hit with the SAG-AFTRA strikes, so don't forget about those. I think that it's just not a sequel to something, so there's not as much hype.
Well, because that's what I was going to say, is that Pixar then made that kind of announcement or whatever. They were like, we're just going to focus on sequels to already successful IPs. So I always wondered if Elio kind of fell by the wayside because they'd already announced it, but it was not really part of their new slate and new philosophy. Yeah.
And then when they get Coco 2, they're like, well, yeah, the director's like, bouncing
fuck,
for that.
Fuck Elio. Let's get the director onto the one that's going to make money. Yeah.
We'll see. Because I think that if they didn't give a shit about Elio, they would have just immediately put it on Disney Plus. Considering that...
That is true.
Mm. Unless it was just not finished.
Mm.
Like, what? Depends how finished it was.
Yeah.
No. I mean now. Why release in the cinema now? It comes out next, in June.
Yeah, good point.
Fair enough.
I think that our bias, because we don't care... Well... Like, I don't know. I'm kind of keen to see it.
I was
Jackson, because you don't care about the movie you've decided it's made of.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. I was more keen after the first trailer.
Yeah.
The second trailer, I think we can all agree. Like, no.
Oh, yeah.
And I will probably now wait until it's on Disney Plus. But yeah, that does feel this kind of thing of like, oh, it just feels like, is it because of, was it Strange Planet?
Yeah.
And Buzz Lightyear? And all this stuff that just sort of came a little bit before it.
Mm.
And well, didn't do as well, maybe, as
I think Strange Planet was Disney, just like Disney's... Yeah. I don't think it was a Pixar movie.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Pixar.
Yeah.
But again, but it's still, just kind of like the setting, the kind of like, sci-fi vibes, all that kind of stuff, and maybe not doing as well as they wanted it, or didn't not doing as well as they thought.
Lightyear was their biggest flop ever.
So again, being like, oh, maybe we need to...
And then the next two movies they released were Elemental, which was a huge hit.
Yeah.
And then Inside Out 2, which prior to...
Was Elemental a big hit?
Yeah. It was a slow burn. It didn't do well in the first weekend, but it just stuck around for a million years.
Yeah, I get it. It was one of those ones that I'm like, it kind of fell by the wayside for me. Like, I don't really...
They did weird advertising for it. They really focused on the character Claude.
I made like
they
so,
did. There was a big whole thing
was
about
Claude.
It. They focus on Claude. They kept like the main trailer or one of the main maybe teasers that they would like put in their advertising is the fire girl and she sees a little rock boy and he says it was an act of Claude, and that was like the real focus instead on the like metaphor for an intercultural like relationship and like the fact that it was based on the director or the writer's like experience growing up in like a sort of melting pot suburb of different cultures in America. They were like Claude, dude.
That's yeah,
where Claude's at. Where the money is.
So Elemental made $500 million, but it then also got 26.4 million views in the 5 days. The first 5 days was on Disney Plus, which is like the highest watched animated film on the platform since Turning Red dropped in the pandemic.
Crazy. Yeah, my experience of that film is on Elemental is like, watching the trailer being like, I guess it owns Zootopia, but for Elements.
Yeah.
And then being like not at all interested because, again, like I didn't.
Yeah, no, it was not anywhere in their advertising. I thought it was.
And then Inside
weird.
Out 2 made $1.7 billion.
Yeah. That's crazy to me.
Well, I mean, Elio's not even their last. Like, I mean, the next year they're releasing Hoppers.
No, Hoppers is out, isn't it?
What is Hoppers?
No.
The TV
I'm assuming
show?
It's about bunnies?
You're thinking of Play Something Something.
The, like, baseball TV show.
What Hoppers?
I don't know. I thought Hoppers was the baseball TV show. Don't know why.
Hoppers is an upcoming Pixar movie in which a girl switches brains with a beaver.
Oh, I remember this. The pussy reference one.
Yeah. I remember Hoppers now.
Get ready. Get ready, dude.
Win or Lose, I think, is the name of the series.
Yes, Win or Lose. That's right.
Yeah, that one seemed cool. Has that been out yet?
Yeah, it's out.
Yeah, it's out. Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus. It's apparently great. But they cut a trans sequence from the...
They cut a trans character.
No, the character's still in it. Just the sequence that explicitly
Disney.
Makes them... I know, dude.
Disney.
I'm as shocked as you are.
I'm crazy. Disney.
Disney, when Pride happens, they presumably changed their logo so that it's the Pride rainbow.
Of course, yeah. And they were like, okay, yeah, we're going
to
have
greatest
actual...
allies to the LGBTQ plus community.
And they're like, we're going to have like, you know, trans representation in a thing.
Yeah.
And they didn't?
They got rid of it.
You're telling me. Disney. Like, who also did like...
Multi-million-dollar rat company.
Yeah. That rat company who make it a film, Buzz Lightyear.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, yeah, don't worry about it. We're going to have some gay representation.
Yeah.
And they just like...
Two women have a little peck on the mouth.
And that was it. No real. You're telling me Disney.
Gay, lesbian,
love.
Monster movie Disney.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to do Beauty and the Beast again. And don't worry, LeFou, little gay man.
Yeah.
We're going to make that explicit. And they didn't at all.
He just was like, he kind of fawned a bit over Gaston.
Yeah.
Disney made Deadpool and Wolverine, where everybody said, wow, this movie's so gay when they have sex in the car. I mean, when they fight in the car, that's them having sex. We're not fucking living under the Hays Code. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to show Deadpool and Wolverine fucking, you could just show it.
Yeah. They really should have.
After that fight,
they should have just made the fuck out.
I fucking hate Deadpool and Wolverine's frat bro kind of like, isn't it funny if we're gay mentality.
That
pisses me off. Anyway... Yes. They cut a whole sequence from one of the but it leaked online. You can watch it. It was very cool because Win or Lose has a very cool, like, weird, sort of surreal.
Is it a scene or is it a whole episode? They're
from what I understand, it's a sequence where they maybe come to terms with the fact that they're trans or something like that.
Yeah, because it's them growing. I found a description of it,
but I've also seen people say that in the episode, because I think each episode focuses on a different kid.
Yeah,
and in the episode that focuses on that kid. It's not, it's like become very subtle, whereas it used to be very explicit.
Well, yeah.
When was it released? Or that episode meant to be released?
It came out March 12, 2025.
Okay, because considering the more recent, say, executive orders about certain things.
Yes.
Would they have had to have...
I think it was maybe...
I mean, I think Disney...
Like, to defend that fucking rat, as much as I loathe to, is it a thing where they're just like...
I mean, all media is starting to lean away from that of like, maybe go work, go broke is true.
Well, it's not.
Yeah. Make slop, fuck you.
Yeah. But to be like more of a...
Now that's a t-shirt.
Make slop, fuck you. But yes, is it more to be like, if we had included this kind of stuff with a certain kind of...
I'm assuming it was an executive order from...
It's episode 7, so it's buried it. But yeah, basically the... The montage includes, like, the character, like, yeah, growing their hair out, putting on makeup.
Okay. Kind of embracing their identity
but also
and stuff. Yeah.
Their baseball mitt has a name that's, like, torn out, and then Kai, which is the character's name, stitched over the top. So the implication of a dead name.
Yeah. But yeah, they,
So all that's, so some of the
that's
stuff
gone.
Is in there? Oh, okay, that's
no,
gone.
That, that whole sequence that makes it explicit is gone. So there's still, but there's still
so
a
there's
weird
still
scene.
Like, is it, you just still get like the stitch?
No, no, not even that, but there, I don't think so. But there is a scene where the kid's dad is like, hey, I'll love you no matter what, but it kind of doesn't feel like it means as much because it seems like it's more about maybe whether or not they want to play baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I mean, I've not seen it, but this is just stuff I've
like,
heard.
Makes me want to watch it just to see, like, you know, well, how, you know, how have they been able to either sneak anything through any sort of sensors, I guess, or, like, you know, whatever the hide-ups have been, like, we got to get rid of all our bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. It's apparently it's
so
quite
just,
fun.
So
it looks like a fun show, but I know that kind of leaves a bad taste in my mouth, where I'm like, you can't. But,
although Kai was written as a trans character and voiced by a trans actress, there is no verbal mention of the term in the show. Nevertheless, implications of her transition and gender euphoria remain in episode 7, which is the episode we're just talking about.
So there's some, but they got rid of the explicit, which is just kind
Disney
of seems
said,
like...
Disney backed themselves and said, we understand that some parents want to have conversations like this with their children on their own terms.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, fucking rat.
Rat cunt. Dude, we turned out like this. There was fucking, like, if I went to the movies and I was 6 and 2 guys just fucked each other in the ass, I would still be the same guy.
I don't know.
On like,
6?
On camera or like just in the cinema? Because, first off, like, hey, parents, don't take your child to that. Secondly, 2 consenting adults, don't do that in the cinema.
What awesome what? Movie are you seeing as a 6-year-old? The fucking Rugrats in Paris or something? Fuck, dude.
I'm trying to think, like, because, like, stuff like this has... It like the
oh,
whole
yeah.
like
whatever, dude. It
they're like, oh, the message is being crammed down our throats.
Yeah.
It's like fucking shit like this has always existed. It's just because you whine about it. It seems more obvious.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
No, I've always like, it was something recently, and someone said like it must be crazy to be, you know, I guess not heterosexual, considering how much heterosexual media is out there.
Yeah.
And yet I still choose to not be.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wow.
100%.
Man,
yeah, I'm having that shoved down my throat 24/7, and yet,
wow.
You know? Yeah, it's ridiculous, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon 2 guys will fuck each other in the ass in Elio?
I don't think so.
No, but we're gonna get like an alien sucking on an alien tube.
Oh, I hope so.
Dude, you love when aliens suck on alien
tubes.
I'm a big fan, dude.
I don't know.
This is
like,
coming right now. No,
it is. To watch 2 aliens suck tubes?
Woo, bro.
Whoa. Yeah, man, that would be cool.
It would be cool. I agree. I think this film is, I don't know, it looks kind of paint by number.
Yeah, I think that's something. It does look a bit.
It didn't, and now it does.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're both, all 3 of us, really, basically deciding where we're like, oh, we were really excited for the first trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of just looks really the tonal whiplash going from one to the other.
Extremely generic.
It was like, kind of like dark sci-fi. I mean, dark as in like dark and greedy. I mean, dark as in like, oh, some really fun things here.
Although,
I know, maybe we're going to like, you know, even just it looked darker as well. Like,
yeah.
If we had a second trailer that had the same vibe as that teaser trailer, though, I would probably still be upset because I remember Lightyear, and that movie sucks fucking asshole, dude.
Yeah, that movie does suck. Fuck.
And it's That's got like, a kind of the same kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, but this has a character called Ooh, which is a gelatinous alien supercomputer.
Nice, okay. Dude.
It's spelt with 5 capital O's.
Well, that's good.
That's awesome.
I don't know. I think Lightyear was bad.
Yeah.
Because I think Lightyear was his
cynical cash grab.
Yeah.
Cynical cash grab that could have been something but then ended up being nothing.
Yeah.
Like
truly a movie for no one, you know?
It was like, oh, we're going to get it was sort of marketed as, oh, this was the film that
Andy
watched that made him love Lightyear.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I, my child at like 10, I would not take them to watch this film. And to be like, oh yeah, you could
And that
have
was
gone.
Also, that was added late into production as well. Like maybe even late into post production.
Yeah, maybe for the trailer, like, you know, yeah. I mean, for advertising reasons.
Mm.
Yeah,
and then it was just like, no, it's actually not. And then it was what happened to him in real life.
But it's also
like,
shit.
I mean, like even aside from all of that, it was just a kind of boring, weird movie. Well, it was like a weird thing to do with the IP. It was just like very strange.
I'd just like to, speaking of make slop fuck you, I'd just like to put Chris Evans on notice.
Okay,
oh, yeah, go on.
He used to be a very respected actor.
Yeah,
and then
I've been saying this for years, dude.
Yeah. Do you remember the Winter Soldier stuff?
No.
So, okay.
Because to me, I'm like, he's Captain America.
Yeah.
I like it. I like seeing him in a sweater.
Yeah. Yep.
He is
good in a sweater.
And everything else, slop.
Mm. Yeah. So, he almost left. Like, he was just like, I don't want to make Marvel movies anymore. And he almost left before Civil War, I think, because his contract was up.
Okay.
And he was like, no, people don't take me seriously as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do more things like, because he was in Snowpiercer, which is just after the Avengers, which is the...
I remember Snowpiercer.
I hated Snowpiercer.
Bong Joon-ho movie to smack you over the head too much.
I think it was just like when they got like, we're eating like cockroaches, oh, and they get into uproar. I'm like, brother, it's the apocalypse.
You gotta eat roaches, baby.
Why is that upsetting?
It's so funny if that's the, like, you were just like, this movie rocks, and that happens, you're like, no! The illusion is broken!
A little bit, yeah.
Wait, that's not even how the scene unfolds. The cockroaches is seen as normal in it. It's the eating the babies that was fucked up.
That was fucked. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was like...
No.
Maybe I'm misremembering.
Yeah, you're misremembering.
Are you conflating the eating the babies with eating the roaches?
Because they eat the roaches now because they were eating the babies.
maybe. I don't know. There was something about it, like the I don't know. It was like, I wanted to like it, but maybe it was just like, yeah.
It does hit you over the head. I mean, I was fine with it. I quite like it, but I know it does bang you over the head with the...
I thought the TV series is good.
I'd like to watch the TV series, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Who am I kidding?
Hey. I don't want to watch a TV series, and I'm not gonna.
Nice.
The movie's good.
Jamie
I don't
Bell?
Need.
Yeah,
is he in that movie?
I don't know.
Little Billy Elliot, we've grown up now. What's his name?
Billy Elliot, grown up. Jamie Elliot. Jamie, not Jamie
it
Elliot.
Can't be Jamie Elliot.
Jamie
is
Elliot's
Jamie
an AFL footballer. Jamie.
Is it Bell?
I don't know,
yes,
dude.
Yes, Jamie Bell.
Okay. I'm just thinking about movies set on trains.
Okay, well, you do that.
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
1-2-3.
What's that movie? 3-10 to Yuma or
3-10
whatever.
3-10 to Yuma. What's that movie that came out recently?
Which one?
It's like
the one with the train?
Yeah, the one
with Polar Express.
Polar Express, obviously.
Yeah, yeah,
no, that
yeah.
one with the train and there's like a bunch of spies. And I've not seen it, but I hear it's
Murder
fun.
On the Orient Express.
Murder on the Orient Express. That's a good one, but it's not the one I'm thinking of.
You're thinking of fucking...
Bullet Train.
Yes.
Bullet Train.
Recently, all right.
Snowpiercer was more recent than Murder on the Orient Express.
Not by that much, mate.
Snowpiercer, obviously.
Yeah.
Anyway, set on trains, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That movie that stars Pierce Brosnan where he's going to stop a nuke on a train in England.
A Bond film, maybe?
No, but it's like his audition for being on a Bond film.
That happened.
Movie.
That is a scene in GoldenEye.
It's not a Bond movie.
Anyway, I didn't care for Jamie Bell's performance in Snowpiercer. I think that was maybe over the top.
Mm, fair.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
What did you think about his performance in... just double-checking this was him. Yes, the music video for Wake Me Up When September Ends.
I don't know if I've seen the music
video. Yeah, he's a rock vet. No, Afghanistan veteran. It's really sad. And his girlfriend in it is...
Why are we clicking? Why are we clicking? Oh, we're having fun. We having fun, boys?
Yeah.
Having fun, boys?
We're getting jazzy in this studio.
What's her name? Evan Rachel Wood.
Shoo-ba-doo-ba-ba-bow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, do you reckon my pants are too short?
No. I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah, so. I know, but that's...
So, like, my pants are shorter
than
your
pants.
No,
these aren't hoiked.
Yes.
I think, because I got these from an op shop, and I think somebody hemmed them. Someone had shorter legs than me,
obviously.
So I've got to take them out. Anyway, it annoys me how much of my...
Can you take them out, or has it already been like, you know, when they hem them and then they cut them?
I think I could.
You're going to get an extra maybe.
It'll make all the difference.
Less than an inch?
Anyway, I hate my short pants.
Yeah. Anyway, and Chris Evans, he eventually was like, all right, I'll sign back on, do more movies. And ever since he's made that decision, he's made nothing but fucking garbage.
Yeah, dude.
Except for Knives Out.
Yeah.
But that... Knives Out is a movie for me that's on tender hooks.
I can imagine you rewatching it and being like, this sucks. I can visualize it.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
I think I've watched it.
I think I've seen it
recently enough to be like, no, it's still good.
Yeah, I liked it on my rewatch. Yeah.
Even like Glass Onion.
I think Glass Onion is on way thinner ice. So,
that's understandable.
With both movies, I watched them and liked them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, when I think back to them, so I have to like, because I keep thinking back to Chris Evans, and then I'm like, fuck that movie. But then I actually think about the plot of the movie, and I'm like, oh no, that was fun.
Yeah, that was good. Again, the first Knives Out,
I will happily say, and I don't think this is not at all controversial, much better than Glass Onion.
Glass Onion,
I think, benefits from that rewatch, or benefits when you know what's sort of going on as well, because you're like, oh, it's just nice to be kind of how angry and fed up Daniel Craig is.
Yeah.
Because you're like, this guy that is dealing with is a fucking moron.
Mm.
And like, that was nice.
Benoit Blanc. Benoit Balls.
Dude. Benoit Balls. Now we're talking, dude.
Chris Evans. Fucking sort your career out.
Yeah, dude.
Getting paid $100 million dollars to make movies like Ghosted.
Yeah. I was going to say,
have some respect.
May I suggest, I don't think he cares.
Yeah, yeah.
May I suggest, if you're like, yeah, this is kind of hurting my craft, and this is where I see
and then they just put a second bag of money on your desk, and you're like,
Marvel,
you know what? Fuck all my integrity.
Exactly. Yeah, dude. And then Marvel are like, how much do you want? Here's a blank check.
Yeah.
Like in that movie, blank check. And then they're like,
he kisses an adult woman.
Yeah. And then there's like, okay, cool. Well, then, I can afford many a thing now.
Yeah.
And then afterwards to be like, wow, does my integrity matter? Or does like this big fat stacks matter?
Yeah, man.
And then to be like, hey, here's $100 million to make fucking, what was that film called?
Ghosted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
On Done, Amazon. Dude.
What do I got to do? Not much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, here's like, I don't know. How much would you, if you were like, hey, I want you to appear in Free Guy in one scene. And just to be, and just all you got to do.
Am
is,
I an actor?
Who cares?
You're
at
you.
This point, no, Joel Dusha. If I'm me now, I would do anything for $1 million.
Obviously.
What about if like, somebody said we get it? What's like a?
I would eat someone's shit for $1 million.
I would not.
$1 million. I don't
I'm
have
not
a,
eating shit.
How much shit?
I will a mouthful of shit. $1 million.
Oh no, thank
can
you.
Can I pick the person?
Wait, can you pick the person who's the shit that I eat?
Wait.
Obviously. Am I getting $1 million if you eat?
No, I thought you were being like, you'll get $1 million.
But I get to pick that.
You eat shit, I get $1 million. Fucking genius.
I eat shit, I get $1 million. For some reason, you're picking whose shit I eat. No, for the fun of the game.
If I'm eating shit for $1 million, can I pick the person?
Well, yeah, let's say you can pick the person.
Yeah, I'd do it. Whatever.
Nah.
You've got a house. We don't.
I got a mortgage. You don't.
I don't care. Like, mortgage and rent, same shit.
No, it ain't, cunt.
Yeah. It is if you fucking buy... Because we're not buying a house with a studio.
We're
buying a piece of shit. Because we've only got $1 million and a mouthful of shit to spend on a house.
Cunt, this was cheap.
But then you have to build stuff. I'm just going to roll into a house and be like, I'd like that one, please.
Give me the black mold special, please.
Yeah. I'd like a 2 to 3 bedroom house with a 1-car garage.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Yeah, dude. Well, start eating.
Yeah. So, if you're like, okay, hey, well, I guess we'll do it in percentage of like maybe your annual wage or whatever it is. Because like, I'm assuming that Chris Evans didn't get, you know, his usual movie wage for appearing in Free Guy.
Where he goes, like, oh shit, and jacks off because the guy's holding the Captain America shield or whatever.
What the shit?
What the shit?
Does he say what the shit?
I think he might.
Yeah.
Is it weird? Was it a weird phrase?
Yeah, anyway, I think it was.
So that's like, let's be like a half a day's work. Let's be generous here.
Yeah.
Not 5 minutes. Let's say half a day's work. Although percentage-wise, how much of a percentage-wise you'd be happy to do that?
Chris Evans got paid $15 million for that scene.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, brother. $15 million.
As a percentage-wise. Although, was it 100 mil? Was it his usual fee, let's say? So 15%.
Yeah.
Is that mathin'?
Wait, no, I got tricked. Thank God.
Woo!
I hope.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. You know. For 50, who cares?
Because, he got paid... Chris Evans got paid $300,000 for Captain America: The First Avenger.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so that's, I will say, all things considered, actually very, very little money.
Yeah, yeah.
But good though.
Yeah, I could.
And then $300,000 pay goes up pretty substantially to the point where his Endgame role, he gets paid $20 million.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But even still, like you have that $20 million. Granted, there's taxes and all that kind of stuff and blah, 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 blah. And then, someone comes up to you and like, at some point, surely the money's meaningless, but we live in a society where greed is good.
Mm-hmm,
and you sit on that and you hoard that. So I guess, who gives a shit?
Absolutely, dude. I mean,
for $20 grand, he was like, whatever.
Somebody came to you and they were like, for
$300,000, can I get you to produce or be on an episode of like some slop podcast, some slop cast where you have to be like, yeah, man, Deadpool and Wolverine, greatest. I cried in the cinema when I saw Blade again.
Wow. Truly beautiful film.
It's gone the other way. Chris Evans wasn't paid for his role in Free Guy. Whoa. He just did that for the love of the game.
That's absurd.
Okay. All right, then. Mad respect.
No.
Fuck it. Nah. He's up, turned around. Nah, good on him.
Have a good time. He's the slop king.
He's like, I understand. I get to hang out with my mates and make slop.
He's not even the same fucking scene as Ryan Reynolds.
Maybe he was friends with
friends with Ryan Reynolds. That's his best friend, or whatever.
The director, I said.
Sean Levy.
Yeah.
Maybe
he's Sean Levy. I don't respect his craft. Maybe the guy's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, you never know, dude.
Again, you can like the person. You don't have to like their job or like you like their art they make.
I wouldn't last
people
a day
are,
in Hollywood.
People are friends with us.
Yeah, people are friends with us. Remember that.
They
yeah.
shouldn't be.
And then why? We're wonderful people.
Have people met me?
And our craft... slop.
Yeah, brother. Talk about slop.
Chris Evans hasn't done a movie that Sean Levy directed.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, well, maybe he just doesn't want to ruin that friendship. He's like, look, I love and respect you too much.
I would never be one of your movies.
I love and respect our friendship too much that I don't think we would do well if, you know, we had a working relationship.
I think there's not much I wouldn't do for, like, say, $3-4 million.
I mean, if someone gave me $4 million right now, that changes my life forever.
Yeah.
That would fuck my entire life up.
After mouthful of human shit, dude.
Yeah, four mouthfuls of human shit for my life to be different forever?
Yeah, done.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, how much shit do you reckon Steve O's eaten? Do you reckon he's...
tons, dude.
Do you know they were only getting paid, like, it was like $500 per stunt per episode in Jackass?
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Is there a tipping point with the consumption of real human shit?
I think if I'm getting to the point, I think that if I ate more than five mouthfuls of human shit, money wouldn't...
There's no money in the world.
No.
The sixth mouthful is not worth the sixth million.
I mean, having a stomach full of human shit is very rough. But I also think that if I was able to power through and eat six and then kept going, eat five and then kept going, people were like, he's not doing this for the money anymore.
I just feel, I reckon, like, you know, I think the hardest one's going to be the first.
Yeah, once you've broken the seal.
Yeah, like at one point you're like, you're just a shit eater.
Yeah,
I honestly think that.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
If you're getting $1 million, you could probably keep going to three, and then it'll start to be the worst thing in the world again at four.
You don't want to vomit it back up. That is true. I remember once years ago.
Shit doesn't taste that bad.
Yeah, maybe you'll love. Maybe you'll learn to love it. I remember once years ago I tweeted, "Oh, you're a real Plumbing the Death Star fan? Name 5 times they've talked about eating real human shit." And it's just funny. It's come up. I mean, on basis of speculation, but you know, the point stands. You know.
Yeah. No. Look,
I feel like boldly saying that I'd eat human shit for $1 million, this is the start of me in the opposite situation like the first episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Someone being like, hey, you like, said, and then I'm looking at my loved ones being like, I have $5 million. I'm like, yeah, but we know what
you ate five mouthfuls of human shit.
This is a combination of, the first episode of Black Mirror and like Indecent Proposal.
Let me make you an Indecent Proposal.
Eat my shit.
What?
For $5 million.
Fuck. Okay. All right.
God, to have $5 million though.
Oh, dude, it began.
I know changing. I have said that if I had $2 million, that's the bad point, and I die within 24 hours. Yeah. And that, yeah.
You eat two mouthfuls.
Either spit that out or eat the third.
Bro, eat the third.
I'm so sorry, but you have to keep going.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, $2 million is a real danger point because that gives me enough to set my life on. Mm-hmm. Not 2 million in this economy.
Yeah.
And with my current age, 15, it's not enough to retire on,
no.
But it's enough to set my life up. So 1 million would set my life up, but then I just keep living a regular life.
Yeah.
Basically, it's just like house, the end.
Yeah.
House and then putting, like, still getting a mortgage, paying maybe 50% of the house up front, putting the rest in like a high interest savings account, continuing to live exactly the same life, still being worried about money.
Yeah. $2 million.
That's money to burn. I'm in a grave in 24 hours.
Yeah.
$3 million. That's too much money.
Somehow you've ended up.
I get scared.
Yeah.
I become agoraphobic. I live forever.
Well, the many parts of Joel Dusha. I imagine for some reason my $2 million Joel Dusha is that you got sort of frozen in carbonite. Like
yeah,
after 24 hours, you're just. What did he do?
Yeah, it's crazy to think about like
money and how much it's like has changed. And like you talk about like when you're like a kid and you're like, you know, wow, like $100, right? And then it kind of keeps growing progressively, you know, higher and higher. And when you're like in your teens and your 20s or whatever, and I'm sitting here being like, like $2 million is not enough. It's just not enough.
It's enough.
It's insane.
It's enough to, again, $1 million will irreversibly change my life.
Yeah, yeah.
$500,000 would change my life.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is, would $50,000 change my life forever?
Probably not.
Probably not. I would live a very awesome year.
Yeah.
Well, that's that weird thing where you're like, okay, cool. Say for $50,000, right? You know, it's like, okay, cool. Well, you either I set that aside, I pay off my rent.
Is it $50,000? Like,
oh, cool. That will go towards a down payment on a house that I'll eventually maybe get because it keeps getting fucked.
Wouldn't even cover it.
Exactly.
To me, I'm like,
and also, it would lower how much like the mortgage repayments, I guess.
Yeah.
Like I walk into a bank with $50,000 and I say, hi, I'd like to get a mortgage. And they say, what do you do for a job? And I say, I am a podcaster full time. And they say, turn the fuck around
and get out of here.
Okay. They're like, and what does your partner do though? And you're like,
fair enough.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, man. But you get $50,000 to say your dad or your grandpa when they were our age.
Ah.
Brother.
They got two houses.
They've got two houses and a steel mill or something.
They start SpaceX.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
dude, it's
God,
crazy.
God, imagine having money.
Imagine having like a father who owns an emerald mine.
Oh, dude.
Oh.
Fuck, it would be nice.
Wouldn't it?
Fuck, it would be
nice. Anyway,
to be a Nepo baby.
So let us know, listeners, if any of you have $1 million and a horrible fetish.
Yeah.
I'm keen.
Yes. Fuck, that would be awesome. Based on speculation, Findom era.
Yeah.
Any pay piggies want to pay us some money?
I would love money.
Yeah. I don't think you're doing it properly.
God, I would love money.
Bro. I don't think you're doing the Findom.
No, it's like Finsom.
I would love money, please.
Sorry, I'll turn
money,
that around.
Yeah. Please.
Oh, you've been a bad, bad man and you need someone to take all of your money?
Mm-hmm.
Someone who deserves nice things, unlike you, you bad, bad piece of shit, man. Fuck you. I'll kill you for your money.
No.
I'm going to shoot you in the head.
Okay.
I'm going to take all your money and burn down your house.
It's
going
to need some calibrating.
Okay. We need some Findom training.
Just Findom here is going to need some calibrating.
I feel like it got too real there for a bit, so.
Just somewhere in the middle is perfect, I think.
Yeah. If you want to be a wonderful little pay piggy to see three handsome boys have a good time.
If you
want to
keep me in finery, I'll buy fancy lingerie and shit, you know? That's what they like, right?
I don't know, dude.
I think it is.
I'll piss on you?
piss on you, I guess.
Like, I'll drink whatever you want me to drink, and I guess I'll just, like, piss on you.
Is that weird? You want to come, like...
Anywhere in this kind of area?
Is this good?
I'll let you come on my knees.
Yeah, is that for you?
Do you want to fuck my car?
Yeah, because you can fuck my car.
You can fuck my car,
dude. You can fuck my car as much as you want.
Oh, to be pimping out your car.
Ah, the dream.
The dream, man. People don't realize there's money to be made.
Yeah, I just would love money.
Yeah, guys, you have no idea how much money would change my life.
Oh. Yeah.
To buy a house.
Oh, it would be nice, dude.
Just to have a thing I owned.
Brother, it's something.
I was like, oh, I need to get my car serviced. I was like, that's all right. I've actually been pretty good at saving money recently. I've been able to like live my life, but also save some money. Go get my car serviced. Hey, yeah, your battery's dead, and it's a fancy battery because of a thing you can't control in your car. Also, you need to change two tires, and because you need to change two tires, that's a wheel calibration as well. That'll be
$1,300. Oh, that's nice.
And I say... Fuck my ass.
Having a house. This is including mortgage. This is something that wonderfully happened to me maybe last week, where it was like, oh, you have land tax and your rates, and they are due now. So if you could please just watch as, I want to say, like $6,000 just leaves your account. You're like,
awesome, dude.
I had my landlord tell me to my face, like, yeah, we really love you staying in this house, and like, you've been really good to us, and I feel like we've been good to you, knowing that he raised my rent 11% less than a month before that conversation.
That's awesome,
dude.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It's good to be
also,
alive.
Also, I'm not being good to that house.
Good. That house doesn't deserve to be good at.
Yeah. I'm fairly sure I've seen people smoke in my kitchen.
Yeah, good.
They shouldn't have been, I would have been annoyed about it, but I'm sure I've seen it happen.
You pouring grease down the sink, dude?
I should start.
You should start.
I might fuck the house.
Yeah, fuck that house. Fuck every outlet, dude.
Yeah,
they can't stop you.
Dude.
Yeah, brother.
It's not a crime to hump the shit out of your rental.
Yeah, you can fuck your rental. I mean, you can fuck your, if you own a house, way better.
Yeah.
You know, because if your landlord finds out you've been fucking his house.
Can the landlord do it? Like, what's it? Landlords surely have to accept that you're fucking in the house, so why not fuck the house?
Well, it depends if there's damage from fucking the house. How are you fucking the house?
Oh, I'm fucking a hole in the wall.
Okay. Was the hole there when
you
were...
No!
Okay.
I fucked the hole in the wall.
Have you kind of created a hussy? Yeah.
Like, if you got, like, a drill with, like, you know, like, the drill being drilled into a hole, like, into the mortar or a brick or whatever, and then, like, you know, wadded, like, you know, wadding or some padding or whatever, then fucked it, and then, like,
spackled
over it as a little bit of a fuck you.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, he'll never know.
He'll never know.
I like the idea of putting, like, a hole in the wall, shoving in, like, a flashlight, painting over the top.
Yeah.
And then when you move out, he is cleaning it up for the next tenant or whatever, and he's like, wait a second. And it's like the scene in Shawshank Redemption where he pulls it up and there's just a well-used Frankenstein flashlight in the wall.
There's a song I like that is like a first-person retelling of like a landlord kicking him out of the house, and they just like trashed the house, and like they came on like the window and like took a shit on the floor, and they were like, so like, yeah, we got our revenge. But then the moment they finished and like looked at the house, they're like, what the fuck is wrong with us, and what have we done? And it wasn't satisfying at all.
That's
they just
awesome.
Felt like freaks, which is fair.
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah. Anyway, if you could give Baseless Speculation money.
Sign up to Baseless Speculation Plus, dude.
Yeah, and if it lets you change how much money you give us, why not add a couple of zeros?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, I'm already signed up to Baseless Speculation Plus, but I wish I could give Joel Jackson and Zavit more money. Why not sign up to Thumb Cramps Plus?
Yeah, exactly.
Email me for my PayPal link, just please. Please.
You want to pay? Yeah, you can PayPal, SansPants Radio, gmail.com, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Worried that the SansPants Radio money won't be divided up evenly? Just make sure you put that as
send
a clause.
Send it all to Joel Dusha.
Oh, promise. We got any emails, Zamet, or
where
not?
Where did my phone go?
It's next to your knee.
My knee?
Yep, there it is.
Yeah, thank you, handsome. We do. We do. Let's see.
So these people have emailed us at Baseless Boys.
BS Boys Pod at gmail.com. I was really scared when I said that. I was like, I've got it wrong.
No, you nailed it. I fucked it up.
Yeah.
Yes. You could email us in at bsboyspod@gmail.com, like some wonderful people here have. And they've emailed this. The failed cinematic universe salvaging. After learning that the Dark Universe has been resurrected into a Universal Studios theme park, I was on a roller coaster of emotions just then.
Yeah.
What failed cinematic universe would you repurpose into a weird ass thing?
What failed cinematic universes are there? I mean, there's the Sonyverse, obviously.
The Sonyverse, the DCEU.
Yeah.
There is also. Well, I guess the split universe ended.
Oh, yeah, true. Mm.
It's a really fail.
I'll have to get a list of cinematic
universes. I guess it was successful to whoever was creating it. Yeah, I guess it's like...
It was actually not successful to M. Night... sorry. Yeah. It was successful to only M. Night Shyamalan. Do you know the story about this?
No. I don't think so.
They, like, M. Night Shyamalan... so there's Unbreakable, Split, and then Glass.
Yeah.
Unbreakable came out in, like, 2000 or 2001. Then 10-ish years later, maybe longer, he made Split, and just didn't tell the studios that he was tying it into Unbreakable. That part just wasn't in the script like that.
Got him.
And they were just like, oh, fuck. And I think they were scrambling because they maybe didn't have the rights to Unbreakable.
Fuck.
No. Got him.
Yeah. But then it was also obviously okay in the end. Universal Monsters that started in 1913 and ended in 1945. The bomb got them, I can only assume.
Yeah. What about the Twisted Childhood universe that began with Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey?
What the fuck?
You know how Winnie the Pooh like went out of copyright and then there was a horror movie like, and then there were
recently,
like
right?
Yeah. And they were like, we're starting a cinematic universe. I think there's a new one coming out that's about Peter Pan, maybe.
Like, did they make just the one?
No, there's actually, I think there's been maybe, I'll have a look.
You say it's failed, and then they say
maybe it
hasn't one
failed. Maybe it's actually
out.
Deeply successful.
It is deeply successful. There's Winnie the Pooh,
yeah, Winnie the Pooh,
Honey.
Blood and Honey 2, and Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare.
Bambi the Reckoning and Pinocchio Unstrung.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know that these were all in the same cinematic universe? Because I hate this.
Okay.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Amityville Horror, Halloween, Friday the 13th, Evil Dead, Nightmare on Elm Street, Hellraiser, Pumpkinhead, Child's Play, Shocker, Hatchet, Behind the Mask, Frozen, and Stitches. Not that Frozen.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know, but how did they... How? In is what
it,
way?
Is it one company that owns the rights to that kind of stuff? Or is it just like a character?
I think they're just doing the fucking thing of like... Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger, Chucky, Michael Myers, Leatherface, and the Necronomicon have all, like, interacted. So, therefore, they all...
Okay. Well, I think
the Viewersk universe...
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Turned that into
a
roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yes.
Technically, that's still present. That also is part of the Scream universe, which is confusing, but is true.
Yeah.
But then the new Scream movie is maybe a meta... We should cover this in a future base of speculation. But the new Scream movie is maybe a meta Scream movie, which Scream's already meta. But I guess they did that with Scream 3, because Scream 3 is the one where they're making a movie.
So is it kind of like a...
And so when should we watch the Scream
TV when do I... Which
series,
one do I start?
You start with Scream.
So start with Scream.
Scream
2. How does the TV... How many TV shows are there?
Let's, for this, the point of this, zero.
Zero. Okay. And then I go,
I think you're lying.
So Scream, Scream 2, Scream 3, Scream 4, Scream 5. Now, stick with me here.
Why didn't they call Scream 2 Screams?
Yeah.
Scream 5 is actually called Scream. And I'm so sorry.
I'm so confused.
You've lost me, dude.
What about the Scream? Screams.
Yeah.
And then with each subsequent film, added an S.
Yeah.
Screams.
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 Like a snake saying it.
Yeah.
What about the Muppets? Does that count?
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
And then what would I do with the Muppets? Bawdy adult entertainment.
Ooh, tell me more, my good friend.
I think everybody really wants to see Muppet genitals. I think that's kind of just like a universal
Truth. The success of Meet the Feebles will only cement this.
Like, I think we like seeing Muppet titties and
we do.
And like a Muppet hog.
Yeah.
So I think I just do like a kind of Muppet sort of burlesque show.
Oh, yeah.
And I would have a 7:30 is the sort of burlesque show, and then I'd have it 9 p.m. Uh-huh. That's the kind of more after hours adult one with full nudity.
Nice. And then what you also could do, and like on the sly, is for maybe the richer pump, like, you know, customers, those with maybe a milli to spare, they want to fuck the Muppets.
Yeah, I would absolutely. I will have some beautiful Muppets that if they are so interested, I'll have private rooms.
So inclined.
And they're welcome to go and have sex with one of the many beautiful Muppets that work at my establishment. So I think that's probably what I'd do with the Muppets, dude.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
I'm thinking
a Muppet brothel?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like a fancy one.
Yeah.
A brothel.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's like, it's like one. It's a burlesque.
It's a burlesque. Who's asking?
Are you a wealthy customer?
Brothels are fancy.
Are you a wealthy customer?
It depends. Brothels come in many different shapes and sizes. Yeah. Mine's got all of the sort of the glitz and glam of the Moulin Rouge. Mm. Okay.
But is it?
It depends, like, because it's a burlesque show, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the main thing, and maybe it's a bar as well.
Mm.
But yeah, for wealthy patrons, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe it is a Muppet brothel.
Maybe. Part of it's a Muppet brothel. Yeah.
What's the other?
What are you trying to remember?
Is there another, like,
another word that means, like, a
bordello?
Yeah, maybe.
Bordello seems lower class than a brothel, but I feel like, isn't there a fancier word? Or is brothel the top?
Cat house?
No.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, burlesque kind of typically means the fancier version. Yeah.
Anyway.
Let me quickly Google brothel the Thoroth.
Yeah. Brothel fancy. Yeah, I think that's what I do. I mean, who wouldn't snap at the opportunity to see a Muppet's tits?
Dude.
A house of ill repute?
Yeah.
No.
Mm. Disorderly house?
No.
House of prostitution?
No.
Prostitute barn?
Red light district.
Yeah.
How would you say, like, B-A-G-N-I-O? I guess they want to say vagino, but that can't be right.
Bagino?
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 Bagino.
Bagino.
Massage parlor? Huh?
That we thinking?
That was not what I was thinking.
Den of iniquity?
Yeah. Den of iniquity.
No, I think
Bawdy
I was,
house?
I think I was
Hall
thinking.
Whole house.
Whole house. That's what I was thinking of.
There's the other one. Whole house.
Very funny to know. I'm like, boys, please invest in my Muppet burlesque show. And then you arrive, it just says Muppet Whole House. Jackson, where'd the money go?
Jack.
I don't know.
The Muppets. I fucked them.
I fucked them. I'm the number one customer at my own business, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's called reinvesting.
It's so smart because all the money goes straight back to me.
Yeah. Except plus, I get sweet Muppet pussy and asshole on the side.
Hey, you make me sick.
I think I'd do the Sony Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
And let's see, what could we do with that?
I'm going to start a Shermer, Illinois Fight Club.
Oh, okay. What's Shermer, Illinois?
That's your guy.
Your guy. You know your guy.
What could he
Breakfast
mean?
Breakfast Club.
Oh my God,
John Universe,
yeah, the John Universe, dude.
Ferris Bueller, Kevin McAllister, Clark Griswold, just beating the shit out of them.
Fuck, that would be sick, dude.
Should make some sort of Sony Universe or Sony Spider Universe, like a cookbook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a culinary universe. Mm.
Well, the Madam Web pages will just be all Pepsi recipes.
Hot
Pepsi, frozen Pepsi.
Pepsi chicken.
Pepsi chicken. Remember when I tried to make Dr. Pepper chicken?
Yes.
Was it bad?
It was surprisingly good from memory.
It had a strange poisony flavor.
Why did you decide to make Dr. Pepper?
Was it Dr. Pepper chicken or Dr. Pepper, or was it Coke pork?
No, it was Dr. Pepper chicken.
Who made Coke pork?
I don't know.
Did I make Coke pork?
I got a slow cooker for Christmas a couple of years back.
And you thought, what if I put... Did you fuck up the slow cooker by putting Dr. Pepper in there?
Brother. Well...
Was that the first or last time you used it?
No. I used it about 4 times. Let me tell you the story of the Dr. Pepper chicken. I was like, I like Dr. Pepper.
I like chicken.
Mm-hmm. This seems like a match made in heaven. So I combined the Dr. Pepper and chicken. Let it slow cook.
Mm-hmm.
Put in a bunch of onions. Wasn't other stuff. I don't remember. Then I brought it into the studio, and I remember being like, enjoy, and everyone was like, something about these is off. There's a chemical flavor here.
It was chemically. I'm thinking, one of us made, Coke pork.
Coke pork's delicious.
That was nice.
It's great. Coke, meat, it works. It softens the meat. It adds sugars.
Yeah.
It's great. Dr. Pepper chicken.
Does
and then
How do you cook Coke? If I cooked If I get like a steak, how would I make Coke steak? Do I marinate it or just pour it into the pan and then cook it in it?
So with pork, it's like a roast pork, and I want to say like, you know, when you pour the like the Coke around it, and
so it roasts in the Coke.
And like you put like the, you
so
know,
you
like
couldn't fry.
Well, you don't could, see why you prob- couldn't.
Probably you could probably could. Because also, something you can do is make a Coke reduction, where you like reduce it down till it becomes kind of syrupy, and then you use that because it's like a stronger flavor.
Let me look up Coke steak.
But what happened with the Dr. Pepper is that it did something to the deep, the slow cooker.
Yeah, where you shouldn't put Dr. fucking Pepper in your slow cooker.
Well, because every subsequent meal didn't taste like Dr. Pepper, which would have been awesome. It tasted like poison.
Yeah,
I don't know what I did, dude.
Oh, I've got the cola marinated steak.
Oh, yum. Yeah.
For some reason, I can imagine, like, for some reason, just, like, pouring Coke. I think it's because pouring beer on the barbecue
Well, I think
good.
It's, yeah, same thing you can do with Coke, probably.
I guess if you did, like, a beer batter and you did, instead of beer was, like,
like Coke batter.
Coke batter or a Dr. Pepper batter.
Yeah, why not?
Let's see. So the ingredients, you've got steak, cola, some seasoning, some Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Garlic oil. So all you got to do, you got to marinate the steak in Coca-Cola. Just a mix. Photo one, which is just very funny. Then it's you're reverse searing these steaks. So it's in the oven first, and then you pan fry.
Okay.
So yeah, look, hey man,
make some Coke steak,
make
dude.
Some Coke steak.
Maybe make
brother.
Some Dr. Pepper steak.
No, thank you.
You I could make know. A Dr. Pepper.
Why did it taste like that?
Dr. Pepper?
It was it the Dr. Pepper.
Did you ever make hot Dr. Pepper like your favorite YouTube video?
I think I did.
Oh, brothers. Dr. Pepper beef marinated. It's got 5 stars. 4 people have said that, but still.
It could be 4 of the best mouths in the world.
Exactly. You're using 1 that seems a lot. 1 liter of Dr. Pepper cola in brackets. Not diet.
Okay.
A cup of soy sauce, a cup of Worcestershire. There were 5 tablespoons of lime juice.
Okay.
A tablespoon of peppercorn, a tablespoon of coarse salt, and then 4 garlic cloves crushed.
Mmm, yum.
All of those in a sealable container. Mix well, and it can keep for up to 2 weeks.
Fuck, dude.
So, brother.
I should make them Dr. Pepper steak.
Yeah, dude.
I think I
might. Chuck your steak in that, and I guess have a time. This makes for some of the best meat I've ever had.
Fuck.
I know a guy who has a secret Dr. Pepper marinade, but he won't give us the ingredients. Oh. After years of slowly putting it together, this is what I've come to conclude.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Well, I guess what's tricky is that, like, Dr. Pepper, like, it is a weird flavor.
Well, it's lots of flavors.
Yeah.
Isn't it 47 flavors?
In one?
Yeah.
Now, the question people are asking, does Dr. Pepper tenderize meat?
Dr. 23 Pepper. Flavors.
That's I didn't know that.
Dude, it's on the front of the can in big letters.
I'm not reading the can.
No, but it's in like, you don't even need to read it. There is a big 23. It says Dr. Pepper 23.
That's news to me.
What
brother.
Is it? Well, I don't know what the 23 means.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Flavors.
Batch 23 could be.
You think every can of Dr. Pepper you've ever had is from batch 23?
Yeah, because again, that was when they perfected the recipe.
I'm not reading cans. Yeah. I'm drinking.
Dude, I'm always ogling cans. I don't know about you. Yeah. You're missing out.
So it flavors the roast. It works as a tenderizing ingredient because it includes acidic ingredients like vinegar or citrus juice. And in this case, Dr. Pepper, that helps break down fibers in tough cuts to make meat more tender and delicious after cooking.
Oh, Dr. Pepper sausages.
You can make a... Wow.
Sausages.
Is this a 1956 recipe for a Dr. Pepper... roast.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, I gotta do this. Because I remember, do you remember when Red Rooster had the Coke sauce for the chicken?
Yes.
In like 2018, maybe?
Yes.
That.
You wouldn't stop talking about it.
Dude.
It
was really good.
Dr. Pepper is the second highest selling carbonated soft drink in the United States and 6th highest selling in the United Kingdom. Yet, it is not made in Australia. We don't get it here.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, dude, this, like, yeah.
Dr. Fuck this dumb shit country.
I think the problem, Jack, that you did was chicken.
Yeah.
Well, everything I'm seeing here
you're
is a spicy Dr. Pepper shredded pork, slow cooker Dr. Pepper roast.
Although and pork...
Again, yeah.
I think that... Like
pork would be perfect for this.
Yeah, but pork's a white meat as well. If chicken was fucked up.
Nah, it's dead. The chicken and pork are 2 different things.
I don't know what I did, dude.
2 different mediums, mate.
They are different meats,
but like...
Yeah.
If one thing... Like, I don't know.
Just because it works with pork, it doesn't mean it will work with chicken.
Yeah. And I don't know what... Meats. I don't know, man.
I don't like the idea that the meat would be sticky.
What are you talking about?
That's delicious. Sticky meat's good, bitch.
You never make like, you know, like a, I guess honey soy wings.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you're right.
Sticky meat's great, man.
Yeah. You know what? I'm walking back that statement.
Glazed ham.
Oh my God.
Are we hungry again?
No.
Why do we keep doing this?
I'm just thinking about ham.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the ham I had at Christmas. God, that ham was good, dude. It was life changing.
I can't believe you didn't know that Dr. Pepper was 23 flavors.
Yeah. That's just not common knowledge.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's the one thing about Dr. Pepper.
Mate. Email in bsboyspod@gmail.com. Yeah. Did you know Dr. Pepper was 23 flavors?
Yeah.
Look at the fucking can now.
I'm looking at it now. It just says 23.
It just says 23. That could be anything.
Cans have all kinds of numbers on them.
It says 23 authentic blend, five flavors in the Chanel.
Yeah. Dear listeners, try and cook Dr. Pepper chicken. Please give it a crack if you're a chef, if you love cooking, and then send us a photo of what you make. I want to see your Dr. Pepper chicken. Yeah. And if you know what I did wrong and why mine tasted of poison, please let me know.
Your Dr. Pepper chicken, if you can get some pictures of your beautiful homemade dish, and then maybe some, like, just tell us a bit about it, the review of it.
Yeah, exactly. Was it good?
Why did it taste like poison? Why did it taste like poison?
Also,
I tried to fit this in my dog, and that wouldn't eat it.
It killed my dog.
Yes. And most importantly, please send us money.
Yes.
If you are for some reason a very rich listener and you were like, man,
what am I going to do with all my money?
I should give it to the BS boys. Yeah. They worked hard for
I should give it to a charity or, wait a second.
I could give it to three boys.
Those starving children can go fuck themselves.
Because this grown man who said he'll eat shit for $1 million deserves it.
But yeah, I reckon I could make like some sort of Spider-Man universe
recipe book.
Yeah, because you got like, well, Craven's easy.
Yeah.
Because that's just all like, you know,
meat.
Well, not just meats, but like, you know, interesting meats.
Yeah.
Like rhino. And rhino. I mean, I wouldn't maybe go to like the endangered.
Chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee, like
game meats. But no, see, we're here. I really should have thought about this before I opened my stupid
mouth. Steak.
Oh, I'm fatty. I think it'd be a fatty steak.
Penguin would take oily.
Yeah, I think like, penguin would be gross.
Like oily chicken.
Mm.
Dog leg.
Dog. Dog would probably be right.
Nah.
Cooked properly.
I mean, most meats, I think when you cook properly, sure. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. Yeah, something like that.
You wouldn't eat a dog?
You don't want to eat man's best friend?
I'd eat a dog.
Yeah.
I know you would.
Dude, you'd eat anything. And I, as we've established, I have no grounds to stand on.
I think I'd struggle to eat, like, chimp brains or something. Yeah. But, like, I'd just eat, like, chimp meat.
I think, the dog thing is, like, more, it is a carnivore. And, like, we don't really eat carnivores.
Yeah.
Like, I had this discussion the other day with someone about, you know, eating horse.
Mm.
And they were very anti-eating a horse.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you eat a cow, don't you?
Yeah, what's the difference? What's the fucking difference? Eat a horse.
Eat a goddamn horse.
My uncle loves horse.
That's awesome.
He eats
that makes sense.
He's Swiss.
Yeah.
They eat horse over there.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah.
Horse burgers.
I had some. It was all right.
Yeah. Good friend of our show, Cass, ate a horse burger while she was overseas last.
Yeah. I mean,
looked like a big block of ham to my eyes. Big block of ham.
I think what I would struggle with eating horse is that I would be thinking of the smell of horse the whole time.
Interesting.
You know how horses have that smell?
Cows stink, you fucking
idiot. Yeah, but I smell horses more.
Why?
What? Because you go in a stable.
Yeah.
Where are you going into a stable? You live in the fucking suburbs.
I've been in stables.
Yeah, but you've also been to a farm.
Paddock, mate.
Yeah.
Like, I know what you're talking about,
but I've also been in plenty of stables throughout my life.
I think I can divorce.
I've smelled more horses than cows.
I think I can divorce the smell.
By how many?
Yeah, dude. What are you talking about?
I would say, let me count the horses I've smelled. I'd say I've smelled like maybe 25 horses.
What the fuck?
Like, Heather?
You've touched 25 horses.
You've smelled 25 horses.
Nose first, up to there.
Yeah, because if I see a horse in a field, I go over to say hello. If I see a cow in a field, who cares?
No, that's not a win.
Sounds like a win to me.
What the fuck is he talking about?
So this is not a common experience.
If I'm going for a walk,
yeah,
and I walk past a paddock and there's a horse,
yeah,
I'm going to invest more time in trying to get the horse to say hello to me,
yeah,
than I will if it's a cow, and I'm more likely to be successful. Okay,
what would you have against cows?
They just don't come up and say hello as much.
Look, I'm agreeing
because a horse
you?
Is like this motherfucker might have a carrot.
Mm-hmm.
Cows are bred to be stupid.
Yeah, but a horse will come up and be like,
You gonna give me the carrot?
And then I go bop 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 on his forehead.
Sorry, when I said you've I forgot you love to sniff things. So if a horse's head's right there, you are just gonna,
Smell the horse. It's right there.
What? That's not how people usually operate.
No, I mean like not. I'm not gonna intentionally smell the horse.
I think you would intentionally smell the horse. I reckon you do.
I think you would. Yeah. I can't.
You sniff the microphone like once an episode just to see what's going on.
Yeah. I don't like know if dog. I can like just think of the smell of a horse. Right.
Really?
Like,
you can't bring to mind a horse.
I understand the smell of like. Hay, yeah, and the smell of like a barn. I get that, but I don't associate like that with a straight animal.
No, okay, now you've thrown me entirely. I thought I had it, but you threw earthy in there.
It's like earthy, sort of sweet.
Sweet,
yeah.
Either his nose is fucked up,
like,
or he
sweet
doesn't
the same way. Like BO is a kind of sweet smell.
Isn't this BO sour?
It depends. People have different, body odors, but
different horses will smell differently.
Sweet is, I would say, part of the flavor profile.
I would say sweet.
BO. Not a good sweet.
Do we have another email? We need to get out of this, please. No, rotting meat is not
sweet. Rotting meat has a sweet smell.
It has a rotting smell.
Yeah, but it's like a nasty sweet smell.
Like no, sickly sweet. Sickly sweet is a thing that people have said as an expression. I don't know if they're referring to rotting meat.
I'll look up this rotting meat. Look up, smells
I'm just
sweet.
Curious. Yeah, we've got one minute to get through. But I'm like, I'm trying to think of what you could do with, like, say, spider webs and cooking. Because spider webs you don't often see as an ingredient.
Fairy floss, but fucked up.
Yeah, okay.
Or alternatively for our American listeners, cotton candy.
And at the center, a delicious spider.
Yeah, a big fat delectable. One.
Yum, dude.
Yeah.
I guess you could do like, sponge sugar.
Yeah.
Which is just fairy floss.
Yeah.
Cotton candy.
We got any other emails?
Yes, we do.
We need to stop Jackson from trying to describe more smells.
I don't know. I'm into it. It's from Alex. Simply thank you. A nice little email that we can end on the show with no arguments. I can only assume from the simple thank you from the start. So before everyone's on tenterhooks right now.
Thank you for what?
Okay, so dear boys, I am writing this currently with a tissue taped to my face. I haven't been out in the sun in nearly 2 months, and I'm constantly hemorrhaging blood and snot out of my nose, hence the tissue situation. Basically, I'm not having a good time. I have had a month of some kind of mystery illness followed by a surgery that isn't healing properly and has become infected.
Jesus Christ.
While I'm sure the extensive medical history here is fascinating to you, and it is, and definitely not the result of my brain feeling like it has been put in a blender, what I'm getting at is the thing that's getting me through this bloody bullshit is baseless speculation.
Oh, that's
my
God.
There's just something about listening to the probable upward of sixth time to familiar voices speculate on movies that came out a good 3 years ago and I have never seen, nor do I particularly care about. Hey, same. Yeah. That heals the soul, if not my crappy body. Have loved your work for years. I've probably sent you similar sentiments before and expressed them in person at some point also. But right now, I'm at the end of my goddamn tether and baseless speculation is keeping me afloat. So cheers to you all and everyone behind the scenes for providing some sliver of joy. You have no idea how much it is helping me. Alex. Well, thank you very much for
that
wonderful email, Alex. I'm sorry for the argument that's about to ensue.
Alex. Thank you so much for the email. Have you thought that maybe listening to this much baseless speculation is what's causing your nose to bleed consistently? The reason you're not getting better is because you're listening to nothing but poison,
Alex. Yeah, exactly. This is basically like sitting near the elephant's foot, dude. You don't want to do it.
Yeah, or an actual elephant's foot.
Well, you're liable to be squished, bro.
Hey, you go into the doctor and be like, please, doctor, I'm so unwell. Yeah. Every time I put my headphones in, I listen to a podcast that is the exact hemorrhaging of my brain that being kicked in the head is like. And the doctor's like,
one simple cure.
Yeah.
Tear your eyes out.
Thanks, Doc.
Wait, have you tried eating human shit?
I'll pay you $1 million
to eat a mouthful of
human
shit.
I hate this wealthy doctor.
Ah, my doctor's a pervert.
Oh, I see.
Should have seen this coming from a mile away.
Well, thank you very much, Alex.
And we hope
how do I identify spoiled meat?
Please do tell us.
Fresh
how.
Meat. This is from Burt's Catering Butchers.
Okay.
Fresh meat is
who the fuck's Bert?
Well, they are catering and
they're catering.
A
they know meat.
Okay.
Fresh meat has a distinct odor that is instantly recognizable. The smell, often described as sweet.
Hang on, sorry, can we get the start of that sentence again, you fucking idiot?
Fresh meat has a distinct odor. Yes. Hang on.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Fresh?
No, shut the fuck up. It's caught. The smell, often described as sweet or slightly metallic, is caused by the breakdown of amino acids in the meat. Because it's from the fucking heading, how to identify spoiled meat. Mm-hmm. So they're saying fresh meat smells good, you know it, and when it starts to break down, it smells sweet.
No, you fucking idiot. It says that fresh meat smells sweet.
But fresh meat doesn't smell sweet.
Well, then you're disagreeing with your own article.
No, rotten meat smells sweet.
But that article saying it smells, fresh meat smells, read the fucking sentence again.
Fresh meat has a distinct odor that is instantly recognizable. The smell, often described as sweet or slightly metallic, is caused... No, because you got to read the whole thing.
Gotcha.
How do I identify spoiled meat? No. Fresh meat has a distinct odor that is instantly recognizable. The smell of spoiled meat, often described as sweet...
You're throwing up spoiled meat into that sentence!
That's what the fuck I'm talking about! It is worded weirdly.
Well, what was a Bert's fucking...
Okay. So rotten meat.
Bert's Catering Butchers.
I just googled what does rotten meat smell like, and now we're getting
now we're getting somewhere.
So rotten meat typically smells sour,
yes,
like a bad milk or ammonia. You can have a tangy, putrid odor.
Mm-hmm.
Some people describe it as smelling like sulfur or a metallic smell. Fresh meat, on the other hand, should have barely perceptible or no smell. Here's a more detailed breakdown. So
sour or tangy.
Putrid, amino or sulfur,
metallic, rancid, end
none
of list.
This is sweet.
People say it smells sweet.
What? Okay. Why?
No, I have not seen.
Does rotten meat smell sweet?
Tasting table. Okay.
Yes, rotten meat can smell sweet.
Bam. There we go. He wins again.
What does rotten meat smell like? Horrendous.
So the breakdown, again, what Jack was saying was it was maybe worded a bit like, you know, fuckled. But yes,
I mean, the
breakdown of amino acids.
Is it a win for Jackson
sweet,
if 15 websites say sour and one says sweet?
Yes.
Why?
Because again,
I got somebody in my corner.
Rotten meat can smell sweet. So the breakdown of amino acids in meat can produce
again,
sweet, sometimes metallic odor. Yeah.
No, I am saying, like, I scrolled through the same Google page as you. I looked the first two pages of Google. 15 results say sour, one says sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the molecule released by the bacteria digesting the rotten meat would be a similar compound and have similar structure to sugar? Crazy.
Brother, I can't stop winning.
Brother, you don't know what winning is.
Look, Jack, you're right. Rotten meat can smell sweet.
Thank you.
Can smell sweet. That was...
And if I ate horse, I'd smell horse.
I don't know.
Yeah, remember, that's where this started.
Yeah.
Because horses smell earthy and sweet.
Yeah. And then you said that's... I forget how we got to rotten meat, but we did.
You said...
Let me imagine a horse. Now let me imagine having a big sniff.
I said BO smells sweet. That's right.
And then we said, no, it's sour. And then you said, BO can be different. Like rotten meat.
Mm.
What do horses smell like?
Yeah, I can imagine hay. Oh. That sort of like, again, earthy smell. I'm like, yeah I can get there. But like it's a barnyardy kind of thing. Sweet, though. Kind of like just...
Okay. Horses typically smell earthy.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Some people also associate specific smells with horses, like hay, shavings, or feed.
Yeah.
They also have a slightly dusty smell.
Dusty, I agree. Yeah. No sweet.
No sweet. No sweet.
Again, I could scroll 40 pages and I'll find sweet once, and you'll be like, I win again.
Can't stop winning.
You, that's what I hear.
That's what people say
about
me.
Don't fucking get nude to clean your bath again, you freak show.
Yeah.
This sounds like it may have been another episode of Baseless Speculation and we've been the BS Boys.
Correct.
No way.
Eat shit. And I'll eat shit too for $1 million. God, I would love that.